Alan at home to Southport on Wednesday, and that's going to be our third game in the space of 6 days. It's quite difficult for a player at this level to be ready for a game like this, isn't it? Because it's he's going to work 9 till 5 and very little recovery time between matches. So how do you as a system manager cater for that?
It is difficult, and I think a lot of people do forget that our lads have got second jobs, that they work shifts, that they sometimes work night shifts, 12-hour shifts, you know. And they've got families and they've got obligations outside of the football club. So it is very difficult for them to recover and get back into the sort of condition that a full-time club would be able to do that with their players. So we say to the lads, try and rest, try and get out and have a jog, try and, you know, a light jog, a walk, a swim, something. Don't do too much. Try and eat the right stuff. Try and rehydrate. Just try and rest, get plenty of sleep. Don't go drinking on Saturday, like last night after the game. Try not to have a drink after the game. Big game Wednesday, that's all we can do. A lot of it comes down to trust. You've got to trust the lads at this level. I think I've mentioned this to you before, in a sort of back-to-front way, they've almost got to be more professional when they're semi-professional than they have been when they're professional. If we had them every day, then we'd make sure they worked hard. We'd make sure they did the sessions we wanted them to do in between what we do now. We made sure they eat the right stuff, drink the right stuff, do the right gym sessions. But when you don't, when you only see them two evenings a week on a Tuesday and Thursday, there's a lot of trust where you ask them and hope they do it. And if they don't, then there's not much you can do about it. But fortunately for us, we've got such a good bunch who really, if anything, it's getting them to stop, not do the extra sessions, which is refreshing. I think we have to rely on the professional, the professionalness. Professionalism of our players, which fortunately is very good, to look after themselves. But I think a lot of people now know how to look after themselves. They know about hydration and the right diets and what gym sessions to do and what not to do. So I think we're fortunate. We've got a good bunch, but it's mainly rest.
We've come a long way from steak and chips, haven't we?
Well, yeah, but you know what? I'm not against steak and chips, you know? It's as long as it's food, as long as it's good food, it's good. Like, they're not eating cakes and drinking pop or beer. Steak and chips is fine by me, but you're exactly right. Yeah, it's coming away from that. You've got to be putting the right carbs in here. You've got to be doing your right mix of carbs, proteins, whatever it is, the fats and oils and that sort of thing. Hydration is huge, which I think, in my days, but even that, I mean, it's not that long ago, but everyone knows about me and my coffee. You know, I love my coffee, and I would drink two or three cups before, two or three cups at halftime, you know, crazy sort of stuff, and it's a diuretic, it sort of dehydrates you. But it's what I needed, you know. But it's things have changed, but I think most people are pretty well informed now. So I've got no doubt the lads will do their best. There'll still be some tired legs. We saw them on Saturday against Nuneaton. We saw a couple of tired legs. There was a lot of good football played, a lot of opportunities created that maybe fresher legs might have finished off. And I think you could see that in one or two. So that's why it's important they do look after themselves. But every other club's in the same position, so we should be fine.
We're going into this game with 7 points out of the last nine. Two great away wins against FC United and Spennymoor, and the draw against Nuneaton, and still great potential to finish higher up this table.
Yeah, well, it's you know what? It's although everyone's going on about the P word, you know, the playoffs and that sort of thing, and it is unrealistic, you know. But for it to be still mathematically possible for us to get in the playoffs with two games to go, I think that just goes to show how far this club's come and how well this group of players have done to get into that position. You know, myself and Tommy are so happy with the way things have turned around. It took a while. We had to change the way the lads were thinking about the way they played. We had to change the way they were playing. We brought in a few different people. But eventually we got them playing a different style of football, a better style of football, without getting the results. There was a lot of games where we didn't get results. Tamworth, York, Salford, all at home. Games we should have at least got a point, if not won, and we lost all of them, but we were playing well. And then we had that eureka moment, you know, where we had that win at Leamington, and it clicked with a lot of them. And since then, we've gone on a really good run. And like I say, from where we were back then in January to the fact that there's only two games left to go and we've still got a mathematical possibility of being in the playoffs is it's amazing. I think it's a real achievement, and I hope everyone else is proud of that, because I am.
Do you think there'll be much tweaking needed in terms of a squad for next season?
You know what? We're never going to settle, to be honest. If we settled and said, right, we're happy with this group, I don't think myself and Tommy, we're not doing our jobs then. We should always be looking to improve. If we think we can improve, we should always be looking to get a better team, to build a better team if the opportunity and the players arrive. And obviously with a limited budget, which is, you know, it's a good budget. It's a budget we can work with and we can manage with. But with that limited budget, we can only bring people in if we get people out. We understand that, but that's part of our job, and that's what myself and Tommy will be doing. We'll be looking at people, who's available, who can we bring in, how can we get him in, what do we need to do to get him in. We'll always be doing that. But like I say, at the minute, we're not looking at bringing anyone, particularly. There's nobody on our radar that's, yeah, we need to bring this kid in ASAP, and we need to be getting rid of this, that and the other. We'll be looking over the next 3 to 4 weeks about lads who are under contract, lads who aren't in contract, having discussions with them, working out what sort of a squad we're going to be working with next year, and then making decisions in the next 3 or 4 weeks. But to be honest, I think we've got a group that are more than good enough to compete. As we've shown in the last 20 games, we're 8th in the form table over the last 20 games. So that shows that we've got a good enough group to perform at playoff level. If we can bring in the odd one, that means we'd have to get rid of a couple, but that's something that we'll do if and when it arrives.